Welcome to CME on ReachMD. The following activity is provided by Axis Medical Education and supported by educational grants from Kite Pharma Incorporated and Novartis Pharmaceuticals. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty information and disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives, by visiting reachmd.com/axismeded.
Hello and welcome to this educational activity, Immunocellular Therapies for Relapsed Refractory Heme Malignancies, a focus on CAR T-cell therapy. I am Dr. Robert Macharnik, Professor of Hematology Oncology in the Department of Medicine at Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. I am joined today by Dr. Jay Park, Assistant Attending Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. In this activity, we will discuss and evaluate the latest evidence on chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy, known as CAR T-cell therapy, for the treatment of relapsed refractory hematologic malignancies. Here is a disclaimer and disclosure indicating that we may be discussing off-label uses of approved agents or agents that are in development. Here is our financial disclosure information. Hello, Dr. Park. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello.
First, would you describe to us what CAR T-cell therapy is and provide us with an overview of its mechanism of action?
So CAR, chimeric antigen receptor, is an artificial T-cell receptor that is composed with the binding domain from an antibody that's fused to a transmembrane and cytoplasmic domain of a T-cell receptor. So therefore, it has the binding capacity of an antibody, but it acts like T-cells, so cytotoxic capability of the T-cells. Chimeric antigen receptors evolved over time from the first generation CAR that did not contain a costimulatory domain. For the purpose of discussion, they will be focusing on second generation CAR T cells. Second generation CAR is composed of a same construct as the first generation CAR plus one of the costimulatory domain, most commonly used CD28 or 4-1BB. So these are some of the advantages of the CAR T-cell therapy. The main thing to highlight here is because we're using patients' own T-cells, there is a minimal risk of graft-versus-host disease, and there is an infinite possibility for genetic modification of this CAR construct, and most importantly, potential for lasting anti-tumor immunity against tumor cells.
Thank you, Dr. Park. Next, let's look at the current efficacy and safety data on CAR T-cell therapies, including information on recent FDA approvals.
So this is the latest data of exicaptogene, CD19-targeted CAR T-cells with CD28 costim domain. It's essentially second-generation CAR in relapsed refractory DLBCL patients from a multicenter phase 2 clinical trial. So these were heavily pretreated patients, with the 69% of the patients having greater than 3 prior lines of a therapy, and the 77% of the patients refractory to second or subsequent lines of a therapy, and 21% of the patients had a prior autologous transplant. Primary endpoint of the study was overall response. In this study, there's a uniform conditioning chemotherapy regimen with the fludarabine and cyclophosphamide, and CAR T-cell dose was 2 million CAR T-cells per kilogram. The study reported the best overall response rate of 82% with a 54% complete response and 28% partial response rates. With a median follow-up of 15.4 months, overall survival at 18 months was 52%. While patients in PR mostly relapsed, a study reported durable remissions in subset of the patients who achieved a complete response. The most common toxicities associated with the CD19-targeted CAR T-cells in this study was cytokine release syndrome and neurological toxicities. Cytokine release syndrome of any grade was reported in 93% of the patients, with 13% of the patients experiencing grade 3 or higher cytokine release syndrome. Neurological events were reported 64% of any grade, including 28% of the patients having grade 3 or higher neurotoxicities, most commonly with encephalopathy. I should also point out there are 2 patients who experienced grade 5 CRS in this particular study. So based on these encouraging clinical data, this product exicaptogene was approved by FDA on October 18, 2017 for treatment of adult patients with relapsed or refractory DLBCL after 2 or greater lines of systemic therapy. And this FDA approval was in tandem with the risk evaluation and mitigation strategy. On other CD19-targeted CAR T-cells, with the 4-1BB co-stimulatory domain containing CAR, was studied in global phase 2 multicenter trial with a variable conditioning chemotherapy regimen, also with a variable CAR T-cell dose. In this patient population, median age was 56, with 80% of the patients with the DLBCL histology. 50% of the patients had three or greater prior lines of chemotherapy, and 52% of the patients were refractory to last treatment prior to enrollment to the study, and 47% of the patients had a prior autologous transplant. In this study, the best overall response rate was 53% with a CR rate of 39% and PR rate of 14%. And it's notable that, you know, between 3 months and 6 months response rates, there are very few drop-offs. The 32% of the CR was observed at 3 months, and 30% of the response was observed at 6 months. Based on this data, this particular product received FDA Breakthrough Therapy Designation in April 2017 for the treatment of adult patients with a relapsed refractory DLBCL after failure of two or greater prior lines of therapy. So this is a toxicity data from the same study. In this study, cytokine release syndrome was observed in 58% of the patients, with 23% of the patients experiencing grade 3 or higher CRS, and 12 patients experiencing grade 3 or higher neurological side effects. In this study, the CAR T-cell dose was associated with severity of CRS, but not with the neurological side effects. The third study was conducted with a CD19-targeted CAR T-cell product called JCAR17 that contains 4-1BB costimulatory domain, and this particular product had a CD4-CD8 defined ratio. This was studied in multicenter phase 2 clinical trial. The median prior lines of therapy in this study was 3, and 44% of the patients had a prior autologous transplant. The best overall response rate in this study was 75%. That included 49% of overall response rate at 3 months and 40% overall response rate at 6 months. The best CR rate was 56%, and 3 months was 40%, and 6 months was 37%. This was a phase 1 dose escalation study, so dose level 1 included 5 times 10 to the 7 CAR T cells, and dose level 2 had 1 times 10 to the 8 CAR T cells. This study also included the uniform conditioning chemotherapy with the fludarabine and cyclophosphamide. These were key adverse events from this study. Cytokine release syndrome of all grade was observed in 30% of all patients, and only 1% of the patients experienced grade 3 or higher CRS. And 14% of the patients experienced grade 3 or higher neurological toxicities. There was no difference in incidences of cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity between those levels, and only 1% of the patients received tocilizumab. Lastly, another CD19-targeted CAR T-cells with the 4-1BB costimulatory containing CAR T-cells was studied in children and young adults with relapsed refractory B-ALL. This was a phase 2 global that included 25 centers. Primary endpoint of the study was overall remission rate at 3 months. 75 patients were treated in the study with a median age of 11 years. This study included conditioning chemotherapy regimen of cyclophosphamide and fludarabine, and the median T-cell dose was 3.1 times 10 to the 6 CAR T-cells per kilogram. Overall response rate in this study was 81%, with 60% of the patients achieving CR and 20% of the patients achieving a CR with an incomplete hematologic recovery. Cytokine release syndrome was noted in 89% of all patients of any grade, and 21% of the patients had experienced grade 3, and 25% of the patients experienced grade 4 cytokine release syndrome. Neurological side effects of any grade was observed in 40% of the patients, 13% of the patients experienced grade 3 or grade 3 neurological toxicity, and no patient experienced grade 4 neurological toxicity in this study. These are the long-term outcome data from the same study in children and young adults with relapsed refractory B-ALL. Event-free survival at 12 months was 50%, and overall survival at 12 months was 76%. And even though the follow-up is relatively short in this particular study, it is encouraging to the subset of the patients who are able to experience the durable remissions. And based on this encouraging data, this product was FDA approved in August of 2017 for treatment of patients up to age 25 years with a B-cell precursor ALL that is refractory or in second or later relapse. This was also FDA approved in tandem with a risk evaluation and mitigation strategy.
Thank you for that review. Now, I understand that there are a few toxicities associated with CAR T-cell therapy that we should probably discuss in more detail.
So some of the key toxicities associated with the CD19-targeted CAR T-cell therapy include cytokine release syndrome, neurological toxicities, and B-cell aplasia. Cytokine release syndrome symptoms include fever, chills, headache, myalgia, hypotension, tachycardia, arrhythmia, hypoxia, and tachypnea. Essentially, it's very similar to what we observe with the SIRS or sepsis-like syndrome. It is driven by elevated pro-inflammatory cytokines that's released after cytotoxic damage of the lymphocytes and macrophages. There are some studies that reported risk factors for severe cytokine release syndrome that include high tumor burden, active infections, and or pre-existing inflammatory process, and it does appear that patients with an ALL are more likely to experience severe degree of cytokine release syndrome compared to patients with a large cell lymphoma. CRS is abrogated by cytokine blockade, specifically IL-6 receptor inhibitor tocilizumab has been approved specifically for this indication for CAR-associated CRS management. However, in the case where cytokine release syndrome is not responsive to tocilizumab after one or two doses, corticosteroids are highly encouraged and are quite effective in managing cytokine release syndrome. The key in managing the cytokine release syndrome is high vigilance and the monitoring, and these are the critical component in preventing the severe or the fatal cytokine release syndrome. Neurological toxicities, unlike in CRS, the mechanism and optimal management is relatively unknown. Therefore, workup generally includes neurological consult, blood and cerebrospinal fluid analysis whenever available, neuroimaging, including MRI of the brain and CT of the head, and EEG in some cases where the seizure may be suspected. While we don't know the mechanism of action clearly, the gold standard of treatment for neurological management associated with the CD19 targeted CAR T cells is corticosteroid. It does appear that tocilizumab may not be as effective in managing neurotoxicity as opposed to cytokine release syndrome. We do encourage a corticosteroid and early intervention to prevent severe or sometimes fatal neurological toxicities. Lastly, because CD19 targeted CAR T cells attack CD19 that's expressed in both normal and malignant B cells, B cell aplasia is expected side effect of CD19 CAR T cells. This can be managed with a steroid infusion of IVIG. However, toxicity from prolonged B cell aplasia have not been described, but as more patients are treated, infectious complications are anticipated and we need to stay on top of that to manage those complications. So in conclusion from the clinical data that we have reviewed, that we have seen the CD19 targeted CAR T cells can induce high complete response rates in heavily pretreated patients with a DLBCL and ALL, regardless of the CAR design, whether they contain CD28 or 4-1BB co-stimulatory domain. So these are, again, the second generation CAR T cells that's studied in clinical trials and approved now. And with the long-term follow-up, durable remissions are lasting 3 to 5 years have been observed after single infusion of these CAR T cells. Two CD19 CAR T cell therapy are approved for treatment of hematologic malignancies, as we have reviewed. However, more encouraging findings are several other CD19 CAR T cell therapies are under investigation for non-Hodgkin lymphoma and CLL. In the next several years, we will also see the next generation CAR T cells that are further modified to increase the potency of the CAR T cells that can generate more endogenous immune reactions against more difficult to treat tumors.
And let's conclude with a discussion on the differences among agents in this class of drugs and how you would see these agents transforming future treatments.
So while all these agents target the same CD19 antigen, there are several differences in this particular studies, including the construction of CARs, whether these include what type of second generation CAR they are studying, cell manufacturing process, infused T cell dose. Patient populations, even though they all include relapsed patient population, they are not exactly the same. And the remission duration of these studies as well as toxicities do differ. So while we don't exactly know whether one product is better than the other, I think it's important to keep these factors in mind when we interpret the data.
So Dr. Park, how do you see this class of agents transforming treatments in the future?
So in the next several years, I anticipate clinical trials of these CAR T cells to challenge current standard practice and move to earlier lines of therapy, which is already happening. We actually do believe that this type of immunocellular immunotherapy may have even better efficacy when these T cells are extracted from the patients in the less treated setting. So however, as we do so, we need to be also aware of some of the changes in toxicity profiles to make this therapy not only better, but also safer.
Thank you, Dr. Park, so much for providing your expert insights on CAR T cell therapy for the treatment of relapsed refractory hematologic malignancies. And we want to thank you for your participation in this activity.
This has been CME on ReachMD. This activity was provided by Axis Medical Education. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/axismeded. Thank you for joining us.